Hello, good friends. This is Dr. Roger Jonka from the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi. It's the summer of 2010, and the momentum of mind-body practice, Qigong, Tai Chi, Qi cultivation, energy medicine, all of those kinds of things is on the rise. The sun of these things is coming up. And it is the day of these things. It's the day of these things, the year of these things. And, of course, I've been involved since 1967, and every year I would say to myself, this is the year that everybody in the world is going to do Qigong and Tai Chi. So I'm just saying it again and again because I believe that one of these years it's going to happen. And you know, or you may know, and if not, then I'm reporting to you that the field, shall we say, or the profession, is really calling for mind-body practice leaders, mind-body teachers. The research is pouring in. As I was just speaking moments ago with one of the people who's on the call, Carol Rogers, a researcher from Arizona that I've collaborated with a couple of the graduates of the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi. She and I and Lindy Larkey worked on this, what I think is one of the most amazing articles about wellness, health promotion, mind-body practice, and it's being published right now. In fact, it's so close to being published that I'm not sure exactly what the link or the place to, you know, where to send you to see this article, but we did a comprehensive review of the health benefits of Qigong and Tai Chi, and it is just gorgeous. And in the industry, in the healthcare industry or in the healthcare field, when new things are going to happen, the question is, well, what is the evidence base? Everything is now very much wanting to be demonstrated by research. And so it used to be that the evidence base for Qigong and Tai Chi was, well, the Chinese have been doing this for thousands of years. And then why would they keep doing it if it wasn't a good idea? And now, with this article, especially because it's so comprehensive, and with numerous other articles that are on studies on this and studies on that, there is a lot of information out there, and this particular article is a comprehensive review of all of the research that was done by, I can't remember the date, but I think it was the end of 2007 or the end of 2008. I'm going to give you some websites for your attention during this call, and there is way too much to report, as you can imagine. We could talk about China for the whole time. We could talk about Tai Chi at the YMCA for the whole for an entire hour. We could talk about the influx of Qigong and Tai Chi into schools, children's schools, and universities for lengthy periods of time. We're going to try to stay focused. Can't talk about it all. Hopefully what will happen is that we'll get to meet, because our goal really is to, the goal of the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi is to train teachers. That's how we believe that the need will be met, that all these organizations who are now looking for Qigong and Tai Chi teachers, we are in the committed position of training those teachers. And that's a lot about what this call is for here this evening. So the website's iiqtc.org, iiqtc.org. And I would suggest going to the research page, and right at the top of the research page is the comprehensive review of the literature that's being published right now in one of the most prestigious journals of healthcare in the United States, which is called the American Journal of Health Promotion. It is such an honor to be being published by this incredible journal. And so take a look at that article. Further down on the page, if you want to make a couple of notes, further down on the page there's an article called, Amazing 21st Century Breakthrough. And it is about how Qigong and Tai Chi have the capacity to retard the pace of cell death. That's right. In other words, we talk about anti-aging, we talk about longevity, we talk about maximizing well-being to be able to prevent disease, and a lot of how that's happening is through the process of maximizing the capacity of the cell to survive. And it turns out that Qigong and Tai Chi, among other mind-body practices, are actually able to turn around, literally reverse, the effects and influences of stress and other causes of aging. Now, this is amazing. And then there's the whole question of energy, and I mean, it just goes in all the different directions that are so beautiful about energy medicine, Qigong, clinical energetics, and so forth. So anyway, first website, iiqtc.org. Check the research page, but then also check out the training section, because we really want to talk specifically about our curriculum and so forth, and we'll do that soon. Other two websites that I would suggest that you have a look at are feeltheqi.com. F, first letter, like Frank, F-E-E-L-T-H-E-Q-I. Qi is spelled Q-I. Feeltheqi.com. And there's an entire library there, and just a lot of fascinating information about the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, my work in Chinese medicine and wellness and integrative medicine and so forth. And then the third website that you might want to just take a quick peek at as we're going through here today, TaiChiEasy.org, TaiChiEasy.org. And the real focus, I think, the key to our conversation here today is going to be about iiqtc.org. We want to be sure that you understand as much as possible about the opportunities that exist in the field of energy medicine and mindful practice of mindfulness, the practice of presence. And to do that, I really want to recommend that you initiate what we call the three mindful alignments, or the three intentful corrections. So first intentful correction, body, adjust yourself in your chair, or if you're walking around in the room, lengthen your spine, head up on top, shoulders relaxed. Second intentful correction, breath. Take a deep and really deep, slow, relaxed breath. And you're free to do this as often as you want to. There's no way that you can overdose on taking a deep breath. You may not want to take a whole bunch of deep breaths really rapidly. It might cause you to feel a little, well, high. But then again, you know, this is getting high on energy and oxygen, so it's not even bad for your health or illegal. The third intentful correction is bring your attention to the present moment so deeply that you block out everything else. So if your eyes are open, be looking around the room and seeing what's there right now. And if your eyes are closed, turning your attention inward and focusing on nothing particular. Just notice what it looks like behind your eyes when there's nothing specific there, no dream and no object. It's just the raw material of sight. And stay with this for a couple of more deep breaths. And I'm just going to be quiet for a moment. I want you to pay attention to what's happening now. This is the ultimate in mind-body practice, is to be able to decide to stop thinking about the past and the future and just focus on what's happening now for, you know, two deep breaths. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, because I know once we have an opportunity to make contact with the aspect of ourself that exists in the present, not the past and future, but in the present, marvels begin to occur. The miracles that we talk about regarding Qigong and Tai Chi and wellness and the capacity for self-healing and the recovery of maximum well-being spontaneously occur. It's amazing. And we're really, right now, even though we're beginning to focus back on the conversation and so forth, that's still happening in the present. Your posture is upright. Take another deep breath. As you're exhaling, relaxing more, you're literally making medicine. Literally making medicine. I mean, that is a miracle. We don't talk about it. We don't typically share that much about it with others. It seems a little unusual. It seems like, oh my gosh, well, don't you have to pay like trillions of dollars for medicine? Or don't you have to go to a hospital or a drugstore to get medicine? Well, you can. You're allowed. You're allowed to spend time in a doctor's office if you want to. But you're also allowed, it is your birthright, to make medicine for free. And you're even allowed to go into the profession of teaching people to make medicine for free. It's one of the most exciting and rewarding ways to spend time in this life, is to be with people who are reaching for well-being, and to be a part of how that's happening. So anyway, I want to go on to a couple of more things about the field of mind-body medicine, healthcare, mind-body practice. There's another really historic event that's happening right now, and that is that the official textbook on therapeutic and medical Qigong that's used in the colleges of medicine, traditional medicine and conventional medicine in China, is being published right now. It's literally being released today. And we are going to send you a link to this. You can go and look now if you want to just jump right in. At the top of any one of those websites, iiqtc.org, feeltheqi.com, or taichieasy.org, on the front page at the top, there is a link there that says New Release Chinese Medical Qigong. And I was selected, due to my background in Chinese medicine, to be one of the key translators of this book. My job was to take this book from the kind of English that's written by a person who's living in China and doesn't really know English that well, and make it into the kind of English that we can read. So I spent pretty much 2 years working on two chapters of this book. And it is an amazing book. And I feel like it may not be the most book, the incredible book that's ever been published in the history of the world, but it is, in fact, among the most amazing books that are out there. And this is literally now importing the juiciest available information from China, current China, which doesn't mean it's classical China or even ancient China. China is a very, modern-esque sort of place. And so this is modern Chinese medical Qigong. And when we get to the Q&A, we may be able to give you a code for an additional discount. We'll have to see how that goes. But as you can see, there's already a discount there. And we'll be talking more about that when we get to question time, if you would like to. This book is big, thick, and loaded. And it's just page by page. It's amazing in terms of really, really interesting current information from Chinese medicine, which is very holistic. Well, you read this book and it'll just blow your mind. It's beautiful about how, for instance, one of the principles of that's presented in this book is the idea of attaining an association with oneness. Can you imagine a medical book talking about attaining an association with oneness? It's just gorgeous. And so we won't go on too much about that, but I wanted to just point that out to you. It's definitely a piece of contemporary medical history here in the Western world that this book is being published in English, and I am so honored to have been involved in bringing those clinical chapters into the English language in such a way that you would be able to understand what it's saying. Now, the thing that is really fascinating, a couple of other things that are really hot right now that are very, very top of the list in terms of the big keys in healthcare, is that we feel like healthcare reform failed. You know, Obama and company kind of blew that. And it ended up being, on surface, really just a way to be able to pay for drugs for older people. Well, for older people shouldn't need drugs. I mean, we should need as few drugs as possible. We make medicine within our own body. So getting people cheap drugs is just, geez, it's embarrassing as a kind of healthcare reform. But inside of that healthcare reform bill, there are some jewels. There is money that is trickling down from the government to support the phenomena of wellness and well-being enhancement. There's quite a bit of funding that's finding its way into integrative medical programs, integrative medicine. Quite a bit of that of money is finding its way into wellness programs. Now, Qigong and Tai Chi are probably I'm hugely biased here, but they're probably among the most eloquent sorts of wellness programs. Why? Well, because instead of having a wellness practitioner dealing with one person at a time based on their diagnosis or their health problem, a Qigong and Tai Chi teacher can manage an entire room full of people without having to diagnose them at all. And so to be able to put hundreds and thousands and millions of people into programs where groups of people from anywhere from 5 people all the way up to, let's say, 100 people in a room with one Tai Chi teacher or one Qigong teacher, think about the cost efficiencies of that. It's amazing. This is an economic recovery miracle. And just going to tell you something about the cost of healthcare here for a moment. It costs $3 trillion a year. 70% of all disease, probably more like 80%, is preventable. So somewhere around $2 trillion a year is being wasted treating preventable diseases. Now, the cost of the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan from the very beginning have cost $2 trillion a year. So in other words, we've been at war for 5 or 7 or 9 years. It costs $2 trillion. Well, the healthcare system costs $3 trillion every year. And we, those of us who are involved in this well-being revolution, we are going to be the people that help our nation save the amount of money that it costs to run two wars for 10 years every year. Now, that is a patriotic act. And that is an inspiring profession. And so if you have even the slightest inclination to be a part of this well-being revolution, is it easier to heal a disease by giving a person a drug or a surgery, or is it easier to prevent the disease in the first place for no cost or for very, very little cost at the YMCA, at the wellness program, at the community health center, at the church or temple health ministry, at work, wellness in the workplace, and so forth. So let's talk just a little bit more about mind-body teacher certification, because it's such a powerful opportunity. If you look at the horizon, there's a massive need for teachers of Qigong and Tai Chi, but there are not a massive number of teachers of Qigong and Tai Chi. We get calls here at the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi on a daily, weekly basis where people are saying, how can I find a teacher? And then we say, well, go to our locate a teacher page at iiqtc.org. And then they say, well, I've been there, and there's nobody in my community. I've put Qigong and Tai Chi in my town, you know, small town USA. I've put that into the internet, and there's nobody there. And then we say, well, why don't you be the teacher? And then that person will say, but I don't know how to do that. And then we say, well, that's what we teach people to do. And then they say, but don't I need to have some kind of background? And listen closely. This is amazing. The people who have no background in Qigong and Tai Chi are often the best teachers. Why? Because instead of having an attitude about what these things are supposed to be about, and instead of having a lot of baggage from former training, and by the way, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has no resistance to people who have past training. We teach a lot of people who have had past training through our teacher training program. But the point is that an average citizen from an average town who takes this 200-hour teacher training is going to know more than everybody else in that town. And in fact, they're going to end up knowing more than people who've gone to other training programs who are in that town, because there are not a lot of extremely thorough training programs. As we understand it, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi is among the most respected teacher training organizations outside of China. And we are, of course, honored to have heard that. So how does this work, and why is it useful? So let's talk about why it's useful first, because, working from the big picture down to the specifics, and then we'll go to questions. I haven't said so maybe you don't know, so let me just tell you my background very briefly. I took my first Tai Chi class in 1967, and I'm alarmed. Think about how long ago that was, but let's don't dwell there, given the fact that the aspect of ourselves that is eternal doesn't care about the passage of time, and the aspect of ourselves that is eternal is actually the subject, one of the great subjects of Tai Chi and Qigong. So 1967, first Qigong class, studied Chinese medicine and became a doctor of Chinese medicine and studied Qigong starting in 1971. Then 30-year practice of Chinese medicine, including 8 trips to China, and
hi, everyone. It sounds like we lost Roger momentarily. If you'll just bear with us, he should be right back with us.
Okay, sorry to just, you know, something happened and I became aware of the fact that I might have gotten lost. So I'm back and I'm hoping you're hearing me. So the point here is that I've been paying attention to this field for a long time, and it was actually in 1997, 98 that we began teaching teachers. So we've been teaching teachers to teach others Qigong and Tai Chi since for 12 years. And we've graduated 300 teachers throughout the world. Most of them are in the United States, Canada, Mexico, also Asia, Europe. And what an amazing experience that is. We work with wellness coaching, which is a whole other topic which we'll talk about some other time, but if you want to check out wellness coaching, circleoflife.net. So I have been watching this field since 1967, and the magnitude of the wave that's building, that recognizes that mind-body practice is the, and I'm putting that in capital letters with quotation marks around it. Mind-body practice is the methodology of choice to support citizens, average people, in sustaining their well-being. It's better than exercise to a certain extent, because exercise for a lot of people is hard to do and out of reach. It's on par with nutrition. So if you think about exercise and nutrition, and then mind-body practice, you've got the baseline of how this society can heal itself of almost every disease without ever having to go to a doctor or a hospital. And I'm not suggesting that people not go to doctors, but I'm just saying that why would people who don't need to go to doctors go to doctors? You know, we need to send the people who need health care into that situation. So In a couple of years ago, we were involved in a national expert meeting on Qigong and Tai Chi, which recognized that Tai Chi and Qigong should be more efficiently brought into this society. All of the testimony that's been given, I don't know if you know about this, but there was actually a White House panel on integrative medicine at one point, which recommended that Qigong and Tai Chi. Yoga, of course, is included as a kind of mind-body practice. The NIH has there is actually the office, the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, is a part of the NIH, and it's doing a lot of research on Qigong and Tai Chi. We're actually submitting a grant right now to the NIH to to do a project in the area of Qigong and Tai Chi. So the logic, the rationale for the fact that the mind-body practice industry or profession is going to grow very rapidly is strong. And so then the last couple of thoughts that I have here before we go to answering some of your questions is, well, okay, now that we've kind of said what the big picture is and what the field looks like and a little bit about the teacher certification concept or becoming a teacher and rendering service to the society in that way and having that as a profession, let me just direct you to at iiqtc.org or at Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi.org. If you go over to the left-hand side and look under training and certification, there are two buttons at the top of the page, certification overview and curriculum synopsis. Now, while you're checking through those two links, let me just say that the 200-hour program is based on two very powerful agencies in the United States. The first one is the National Qigong Association. The National Qigong Association has established that at least 200 hours of training creates a safe and effective trainer, teacher. There are people who are out there teaching these things with less training than that, but because of the fact that this is the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, we're going for integrity, and we want to meet the highest standard. We have some programs that are that come out at other levels, but the gold standard, if you will, is the 200 hours, and that is the minimum set by the National Qigong Association. Now, the National Commission for the Certification of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine I've been in a dialogue with this organization all of my professional career because of the fact that I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine. That's NCCAOM, National Commission for the Certification of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. Now, our institute, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, is in a sincere and long-term conversation with the NCCAOM about certification. So you've got two major national organizations with which we are in very, very close communication. So we feel that the 200-hour curriculum that you're looking at now is the, best thought-out, most thorough and comprehensive curriculum for training teachers in the United States, and maybe even in the world. We haven't really paid too much attention to that. We do have students that come from all over the world, and we know that our people in England and Denmark and Italy and Argentina and Brazil and Thailand and so forth are very, very satisfied, and that their regional the regional regulatory bodies are considering that their training at the IIQTC is quite efficient. So, take some time to come back to these pages and look at the curriculum, and of course we can answer your questions. You'll very likely receive a follow-up on having been an attendee at this teleconference event. Now, if you go back to home, IIQTC home, or if you want to go to training calendar, either one will get you there. Let's go to home, upper right-hand corner, teacher training enrolling now. So I just want to point you to the level one training and let you know about the dates and so forth coming up. We have some, this has been enrolling for quite a while now. This level one has been enrolling for quite a while now, and so the early registration period, part of why we're having the teleconference, is to help you to understand that the end of registration for the cheap I want to say cheap, it's like the best deal, which we've been able to negotiate with the training center, has to have an expiration, and that expiration is coming up at the end of this month. And so do everything that you can to gather all the information and get your questions answered right away, so that because the shall we say, deal or the offer or the rate, the fee, is really significantly less. If you'll scroll down, you can see that you know, it's more than $200 savings for single lodging. It's more than $300 savings. So it's a pretty big deal to be sure that you catch this, you know, this early registration discount. So all the information is there on the site. This is the registration page. The reason why we do it in Texas is because it's central. It makes it easy for all of you from the East Coast and all of you from the West Coast to get to the middle. And it's really a lovely retreat center. And they even have they don't call the person who runs the dining a cook. They call this person a chef. So, you know, it's really quite impressive, actually. So I know that you've got to have a ton of questions. By the way, if you do miss the early registration, one of the things that we do to make the later registration a little bit easier is we offer you a payment plan. So if it would be easier to have a payment plan, or if you miss the first registration deadline, then be sure to opt for, if it seems reasonable or convenient, to opt for the payment plan, because what that does is it spreads the cost out over a period of time. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to question Q&A, and I want to be sure that you've understood everything that we've said so far, all the way from the big picture opportunity down to the details, and the fact that these payment options are open for limited periods of time. And following the middle of August, we really have to expire the payment plans because of the fact that we have to get the first couple of payments in so we can pay the facility. So be really vigilant and very, very clear about questions that you need to answer, get answered here today, because that's why we're here. What we're going to do is we're going to take the call out of lecture mode and open this up for questions. And if you would please, as soon as you can, hit *6, which will, just so we don't get any extraneous noise of barking dogs and people washing dishes and so forth. And put yourself on *6. If you have a question, then take yourself off of mute by hitting *6 again, and then ask your question. But then if you would, put yourself back on mute so that we can have a really good, clear, and easy-to-hear signal. And so without further ado, let's go there. So now we're off of mute. I can hear the sound has changed, so I really want to hear that first question. So anybody who has a question, take yourself off of mute, ask it. Everybody else, put yourself onto mute. And what do you want to know? Hello?
Hello, doctor?
Yes, who's this speaking?
Yes, hi, my name is Robin, and I'm from the Cleveland, Ohio area. How are you?
Robin, I'm well, and I'm from Cincinnati, so we're neighbors.
Excellent. My question is, do you have, either currently have or any future plans of creating trainer of trainers that would move out and kind of expand locations where you're currently providing your trainings? Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, actually, that's a really great question, and the answer, I love the answer, because the answer is yes. And how that's working is that the kind of the bottom line, if you will, of that opportunity is to be trained in this 200 hours. So in other words, what we know is the best person to be a trainer of teachers is, in fact, a person who is a great teacher. So you may find at some point along the line an opportunity where you can become a trainer of others without actually paying the dues of becoming a teacher. But we at the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, with the key word being integral, we are very, very, shall we say, vigilant and committed to creating a training pathway that is not taken, shall we say, you know, as a kind of, oh, well, sure, I'd love to do that kind of a thing. It's more like I want to learn to be a teacher, and then I want to be a great teacher, and then I want to learn how to be able to support others who want to be great teachers to become teachers. And we do have a pathway for that, Robin. So I really appreciate you asking it. And the steps are basically levels 1 through 3. And included in levels 1 through 3, there's a massive amount of information and a massive amount of practice and a massive amount of practicum, practicum meaning you practicing teaching for others. And by the way, we encourage people to unmute. If you could put yourself back on mute, would be really appreciated. Thank you. We'll get to your question in just a moment. Point being that following the 3 levels of teacher training, we have, for those individuals who've shown interest in becoming teachers of teachers, and actually we say becoming teachers of practice leaders, by the way, there's a next step, which is this II instructor, the IIQTC instructor training program. And so that program does exist. And by the way, just because somebody else is probably going to ask this, let me just answer it right now. It's the question, once I'm through level 1, am I enabled and encouraged to go back to my community to start teaching? And the answer is yes. So in other words, you do not have to wait until level 3 to begin to share your knowledge back in your community. However, we do not grant the certification in teaching until the end of level 3. So what happens is that you're in your community, people are receiving instruction from you. They may be calling you a teacher, but we do not encourage you to call yourself a teacher until you've been all the way through. And, of course, people will say, well, you know, Robin's my teacher, and I love my teacher. His name is Robin. And, you know, you don't have to then say, well, wait a minute, you shouldn't say that. We just recommend that you don't claim to be a teacher until you've gotten through the entire training. Thank you for your question, Robin. And open for next question. Whoever jumped off of mute before, you could jump off of mute now. Okay, so I'm going to ramble just a little bit while you formulate your thinking. One of the things that's really interesting...
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I had a question. My name's Stacy. I'm in Newport Beach. So if I was able to get to the level 1 training, which I'm hoping to... I noticed then you have it jumps to level 3, so when would be the opportunity to take level 2? Because it's not, I don't see it anywhere on the calendar, you know, after level 1.
Yeah. That's a great question. How it goes is that the level 3 that you're seeing as being available is the level three that is actually being enrolled now by people who are already in the process of completing level two. So in other words, there's a cycle, a training cycle that's in play right now, and that level three is in that training cycle. The level two and the level three that will follow on your October or whatever this is, September level one, your level two will probably be somewhere around June or July of, could be May,
okay.
June or July.
Spring of next
of 2011.
Year. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the possibility
and
of it being
to,
in Santa Barbara?
There is a possibility that would be in Santa Barbara. we weigh these things very carefully. It's interesting. One of the things that people say is, gee, let's go to Santa Barbara. But then other people say, well, wait a minute, Santa Barbara is so far from the East Coast. Couldn't you just hold level three in Santa Barbara? So we have
right.
done level three in Santa Barbara. We've done many level threes in Santa Barbara. We are open to doing level two in Santa Barbara, and sometimes that comes down to decisions that will get made actually after level one. So if you are at level one and you're very vociferous and everybody agrees with you, we may very well end up doing level two in Santa Barbara.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, I think that's the question that I had, so thank you so much.
Of course, and I look forward to meeting you soon, and if you come up with another thought, you know, just unmute yourself later. Let's go on to the next question, however. Star 6, unmute. What would you like to know?
Hi, this is Pat Thompson in Dover, Delaware.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
I am delighted to have the opportunity to speak with you again. You may recall we met very briefly at Omega in Rhinebeck, and of course I was part of Rebecca's Atlanta life coaching group.
Nice. How nice to hear from you.
Well, I want to ask a question, but I also want to convey a huge thank you. My question is, would there ever be a possibility for something a little bit more compact, such as an awareness level training at Omega, for example? And I ask that because being a caregiver for an almost 90-year-old mother, I'm not necessarily envisioning that I might have this opportunity at this time to participate in the expanded training. But I had the privilege multiple times of using Healer Within and your DVD to conduct book studies in my home, at my church, at a senior center. And now I have been very honored to be asked to coordinate a holistic conference in Dover in October. And again, I'll have the opportunity to share your materials, which we use in our home in terms of your DVD weekly. And I just want to thank you because those materials are indeed life-changing. And with each group that I've shared them with, be they young people in a camp that I'm going to be working with this summer or with older individuals at the senior center, they've resonated with everyone exactly in accordance with what you've shared tonight. So an awareness level or something that would provide me with more tools or other people to have the very delightful opportunities I've had. Simply, I am a teacher of 30-plus years at multiple levels, and I've been able to develop your materials into sort of a curriculum, if you will, because they are so adaptable to that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you.
Awareness level or anything like that for an interim or intermediate level facilitation.
Sure. Absolutely, Pat. And it's a thrill to have you here. And I will let Rebecca, chief of the wellness training program, to let her know that I talked to Pat Thompson. That's great. So here's my thought. Here are my thoughts for you. First of all, Pat was just reflecting on these learning materials, and I want to take just a moment to to give each of you on the phone, in case you don't know where to find those. There's two books. One is called The Healer Within, and one is called The Healing Promise of Qi. Two books, The Healer Within and The Healing Promise of Qi. And then there's a DVD, which is called Awakening and Mastering the Medicine Within. And if you go to feelthechi.com, feelthechi.com, and go up into the upper left-hand corner, that's where the opportunity to get books and DVDs is. Now, Pat, as an answer to your question, it's a great question, and I'm thrilled to say that it has a great answer, is that we have here at the Institute, we have two kinds of programs. The first kind of program is what we're talking about now, which is extended training programs, which are professional certification. The other thing that we do is what we call public workshops, and I think it's exactly what you're talking about. So if you or anybody who would want to is open to going to one of the calendars, either at feelthechi.com or at iiqtc.org, you will find that on July 2nd through the 4th at Omega, we're doing a Qigong and Inner Alchemy workshop, which is an amazing experience. It's only 2 days long, so it's a way for people to get away and have an awareness, improve their awareness about Qigong and Tai Chi. The week previous to that, we have what's called a Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader Training, and I encourage you to take a peek at that. Then notice that actually this very next week, for people who are in the west side of the country, actually people come, I'm going to be at the Esalen Institute, and people often come from Italy and Russia and South America and so forth, so having people from New York and Pennsylvania and Florida is not unusual at Esalen. Mm-hmm. And that's an awareness or public workshop. And then back to your neighborhood, in August we're going to be at the Kripalu Center, and we're doing both a public workshop in Tai Chi Easy, which is a lot of fun. Learning Tai Chi Easy is really easy and fun. It's a weekend. And then following that, we're doing what we're calling a medical Qigong health recovery retreat, which is based on the medical Qigong hospitals in China. So we'll be doing basically a knockoff of or a copy of or a clone of a medical Qigong hospital retreat program, but it's going to be happening right here in the United States at the Kripalu Center in Western Massachusetts. So there's a couple of thoughts for you. And
I appreciate that, and please pass along my warmest regards to Rebecca.
I will do that, Pat. We wish you well.
Thank
you so
much.
Anybody else, questions out there? While you're mustering your thoughts, I just wanted to say one thing about our trainees. That we have actually, of the people who've been through the 200 hours, there are 300 of them. And we have, on a regular basis, we have what we call reunions. Last year, we actually had two reunions, a West Coast reunion and an East Coast reunion. We really focus on building community. And one of the other things that we didn't mention that's an incredible benefit of being involved in this training program is that at iiqtc.org, there, over on the left-hand side, about three-quarters of the way down, there's a click there called students and graduates. And you it requires a password because it's excluded to those individuals who graduated or who are studying within this program. But that is incredible resource there. It's just an amazing. There are PowerPoint slide programs in there. There are video files in there. There are access to all kinds of business building as well as Qigong, et cetera. So I just wanted to be sure that people knew about that. Back to your questions, and you know, we're at a point here where we could wrap up if you wish, but I am open to taking more questions if you want to do that. We could go to going once. Let's take a deep breath at each one of these. So going once. And exhaling slowly. And if there's a question out there, you probably ought to say something. It's going to go twice here in a second. Was there a question? Okay, going twice. Big deep breath. And notice how when you take a deep breath, you don't really have to go anywhere. It doesn't cost you anything. And yet it changes the internal environment. One of the things that we teach the teachers is to teach others how powerful the breath is. And so one more question. Okay, going three times. Nice big deep breath.
Hi.
Go ahead. And exhaling slowly. I don't think that there's actually somebody asking a question. I think what you're doing is just carrying on a conversation with someone nearby. So I think we're just about there. Anybody? Okay, well, it was a thrill to have you here. Look at that. We're right at 7 o'clock. That was a perfect hour. Jennifer, thank you so much. Is there anything, Jennifer, that you want to say or that I said that you would say that you haven't said?
The only thing that you had mentioned, Roger, that we didn't come back to is an additional discount for our guests on the call this evening. And we can extend an additional $10 off if they purchase that book within the month of June, so before July 1st. And to get that additional $10 off, all they would need to do at checkout is enter the special discount code, which is the word book, B-O-O-K.
Well, that's easy. So for those of you still on the line, if you will, if you're interested in the medical Qigong text from China translated into English just now being published, use the word book at the for the discount code at checkout, and it'll give you another $10 off. So then that'll be an $89 book that you're getting for $69. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, book, B-O-O-K. All right, my friends, thank you so much. You know, we hang these phones up, but in the final analysis, we are all joined together in the field of oneness that is created by the Qi. And so even though I won't be talking to you in a moment, we will be connected, and I look forward to meeting you in Texas. Please keep an eye on those expiration dates for the discounts. And please let us know whatever your questions are. We'll be sending you a follow-up email that you can respond to. All righty, we're wishing you well. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.